Welcome to the Investor Mama Podcast, Money Conversations with a Mom's Touch. Your host, Jen Narciso, interviews amazing guests each week to help you become educated, be inspired by other money stories, and stay motivated on your own wealth-building journey. No matter where you are financially, whether you're in debt or financially free, this podcast is for you. Now sit back and enjoy.
Welcome back to the Investor Mama Podcast, Money Conversations with a Mom's Touch. Today is our first Mom on the Go episode. These are quick 10 to 15 minute episodes just to get you some great content in case you don't have time to listen to a full 45 minute to an hour or so episode. And so on today's episode, I have the pleasure of interviewing Aminta DiMedora. Aminta is a mom of a two-year-old. She is a blogger of She's Got Sense. It's a personal finance blog for women. It's really great, and I highly encourage you to check it out. Also, if you haven't had a chance to listen to the previous episode with Aminta, definitely do so. You won't regret it. We spoke a lot about tips and tricks for looking great on a budget. She talked a lot about how she saves money on skincare, cosmetics, and clothing, which was really, really awesome. Definitely go listen if you haven't. Before diving in today, just a quick note from one of my partners. Looking for a side hustle that's flexible, doesn't take a ton of time, and can generate some serious cash? I'm talking an extra $1,000 to $2,000 a month. Well, creating Facebook ads is the perfect thing for you. Not sure what that is or how you can actually profit? Check out the Facebook ad course created by Mike Yonda and Bobby Hoyt from Laptop Empires. This course teaches you step by step on how to profit from helping businesses and individuals with their Facebook ads. I personally purchased the course and went through it. Check out the link in the show notes to get more information on their course. So welcome back to today's show.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm excited to be back.
Well, on these bonus episodes, I'd like to dive into some more of the mom issues related to the personal finance journey, because I know as moms out there, we typically struggle with work-life balance, how to be more present with our kids, and how do you teach your kids financial tips? I know you're a stay-at-home mom, but you have your blog and you have all these things going on. How do you balance working and creating income and also spending time with your family?
Yeah, it's a tough thing, isn't it? I think a lot of moms struggle with this. I certainly have, especially when my son was even younger. But if I had to give one tip to other moms, it would be to stop trying to do it all yourself. Because I know a lot of us do that. I did that for a long time. And, you know, we all know it leads to burnout and you feel frustrated and you never feel like you're really there with your family when you're supposed to be with your family, and you never feel like you're working when you're supposed to be working and getting enough done. So I would say for moms out there who are trying to work and raise their kids, just try to get as much help as you can. And that can be hired help. So for example, one thing I did when my son turned two is I put him in preschool. We found a great preschool near our house that takes kids starting at 2 years old, and he goes for 3 hours, four times a week. So 12 hours a week, he's in preschool, and I get to work on my blog and business and anything else that I need to do, like errands. And I just have to say that it has made such a difference in our family life, because, you know, when I have that work time, no one is interrupting me. I feel like I can really get my work done. And then when I pick my son up and we come home, I feel like I can really be there for him, and we play and have a great time, you know. And then when my husband comes home from work, we have family time, and I'm not in the background trying to check email while doing dinner and things like that. And to be honest, I'm not perfect. Sometimes these lines do still get blurred a little bit, but for the most part, hiring out some help has been fantastic. And so I think if you're a mom, get your kids in a program, or if you can get a mother's helper to come watch the kids while you're working in the other room, or if you can spend a little more money on a nanny, I just would highly recommend it. It takes a village to raise a child, and sometimes you have to pay for that village. That's what I've learned.
Well, that's extremely helpful. And I'm curious along the same lines, because I struggle with this immensely. As much as I've tried to set barriers between work time and family time, my phone, I can't stop looking at it. I'm always addicted to it. Even the phantom messages or text, things that don't even exist. I'm curious, how are you mentally present with your kids?
Yeah. Well, I've tried to keep work with work time and family with family time as much as possible. And one way I've been able to do that is when I get home, a lot of times, if I remember, and I'm trying to be even better about this, I will actually zip my phone on silent inside my purse and hang it up on our coat rack. And that way I don't see it on the table. You know, it's not on the counter while I'm trying to make dinner and stuff. I really just zip it away and then I'm able to forget about it for a few hours. And that really helps so I can spend time with family. But really, you know, at the end of the day, you just have to try to prioritize. And if you can keep, you know, your work and screen time in one block and keep your family time in another block, none of us are perfect. And I certainly mess that up from time to time. But each time I do, I realize that it doesn't work fantastically. So, you know, you just do the best you can.
Yeah, I think for me personally, when I do it, it works. Mm-hmm. I just sometimes feel like I'm missing and I feel guilty when it's away. And then I feel guilty when it's not away. And it's that constant struggle. So thank you for sharing your tips, though. That's very helpful.
Yeah, absolutely. It's tough. I don't know if it gets easier, but.
yeah, I know. Being a mom and on the path to financial independence, what do you struggle most with? And how have you tried to optimize your journey as well?
Yeah, I think being a parent and trying to reach FI is one of the most difficult scenarios compared to maybe people who don't have kids, because they just take up a lot of your mental energy and your time and your love and all those things. But one of the struggles that we've been facing for a while now until my son went to preschool was childcare. Before we got my son in preschool, we just really struggled there because my husband, you know, works a typical 9 to 5, or earlier on in his career, he worked an 8 to 6 job plus a commute. So he was gone a lot of the time. And I was a full-time stay-at-home mom, also trying to build this business on the side for our future. And it's not easy when you have a little kid and you don't have help. So I would definitely encourage people, if you can, to get some form of help. You know, if you have family in the area, I think that is fantastic. I don't really have much in the way of family. I have my sister in the area. But aside from that, we really are out here in Seattle on our own. And so it can be tough. But if you can find as much help as possible in regards to childcare, it makes it so much easier to work and bring your family closer to financial independence.
Now, I know you have a son. How old is he?
He is 2.5, almost 2.5.
I know he's very young, but have you started ingraining in him anything related to personal finance or anything related to savings, investing, that you could recommend for our moms out there to help with their kids?
Well, we haven't really brought up money with him yet because he's still pretty young. But one thing that kind of ties in there we're working on is we are trying to teach him to work hard. And I feel like that's one of those lessons that I learned growing up. I grew up on a farm. We worked really hard as kids. We had a lot of chores and things going on. And I think that it really helped me and my husband too in the long run. He learned the same lessons when he was growing up. He always worked quite a bit. And I think that that really does start young in an age-appropriate sort of way. So for example, right now, my son is only 2.5. He's still pretty little. But for example, when it's time to go around the house and pick up the dirty laundry, I'll set out a basket and I'll say, okay, help me get the dirty laundry into the basket. And I'll point to things around the floor and he will grab the clothes and put them in the basket for me. And then we'll do the laundry together. And same thing when we come to dinner time at the end of the night, he will help me stir and pour things into bowls and really be present and help me with these little things. And of course, I say that tongue in cheek because a 2.5-year-old helping is, you know, they're usually making messes besides you. But I really think that it's the habit and the idea you're forming in their mind that we work and it's good and it feels rewarding and it makes us happy in the long run. I think that over the course of his life, that's going to be the foundation before we even start bringing money into the equation. The idea is we work hard for the things that we want and we're rewarded for it.
We've been trying to teach cleanup and we have all the cleanup song and everything, but she's 2.5 as well, but she's very smart and always somehow tries to get out of that. I give her credit. She's a very determined little lady and always has some trick up her sleeve. And you know, you kind of like, I'm trying to remember the other day, it was cleanup time, but her friends were leaving, so she had to go say goodbye to them and she couldn't. I was like, oh, you have to be polite, you're right, you kind of have to go and say goodbye.
very smart.
But we made her come back and at least clean up her portion of what she made the mess, but it was not as easy as I would have liked it to have been.
Yeah, and I feel like just trying to make it fun is the best thing you can do with little kids. They like anything you can gamify, I've found, it just works wonders for their attitude and willingness to work with you. But it's totally tough as they get older. They get much more independent. They have their own ideas of what they want to do. So you just do the best that you can. But I think it's really, it comes down to the consistency. It's not necessarily, did they pick up every toy every time? It's more like, did they get involved each time consistently over the course of months, years of their lives? And I think that if that happens, it's all going to pan out.
Is there any other tips out there for moms who are on the go but want to get on the path to financial independence? Maybe they are on or they're thinking about getting on, but they have a family and they're a little bit worried about, how do I do this? I have kids, I have work, I have a business, or I have this, I have that. How do you find time to still learn about finances or even care about finances?
Well, one of the best things you can do, I think, is just start by taking control of your finances. So even if you don't plan on starting a business or side hustling or anything like that, for my husband and I, getting on a really good budget has made a huge difference. And I hate to say that because I feel like budgeting is one of those things we all talk about it and nobody wants to do it. And, you know, most people don't do it. So I will say we started using the YNAB program, You Need a Budget. And that really revolutionized budgeting for us. It is now a lot easier and more fun. And our savings rate has gone way, way, way up. So if you haven't given YNAB a chance yet, I would totally recommend that to people who want to keep track of their finances. Because at the end of the day, even if you don't plan on starting a business or finding ways to make more money, even the money that you earn right now can get you there, most likely, depending on your income. And so keeping all of that income in line and working for you is really the key.
Ms. Grant, for those listening who don't know, what is YNAB?
YNAB is a program called You Need a Budget. They just shorten it to YNAB. But it is a budgeting program that you can use. It's both web-based and you can download an app for your phone. And it is a budgeting program that works a little bit different from traditional budgeting. You budget the money that you actually have in your bank account, in your wallet right now. And I find it absolutely fantastic because it's really great for people who own businesses, who have irregular income, or have financial lives that are a little bit more complicated than you get one or two paychecks a month and nothing else changes and it's super, super straightforward, which honestly is most of us. If you really ask people, that's most of us. But yeah, it really makes it quite easy to budget the money you really have right now and find more ways to save.
And is it a free service or do you have to pay for the tool?
You do have to pay for it. I think they give you, it's like a 30-day free trial, and then it's $84 a year. So it comes out to, I think, about $7 a month, which is a little steeper than some budgeting programs. But we found out pretty quickly that our savings was so far and above that amount that I happily pay it at this point.
That's a great tip. Well, thank you so much for coming on today's bonus episode.
Thank you so much for having me. This has been great.
How can my listeners connect with you?
So if you want to reach me, one way is to reach out on Facebook. My name is Aminta Di Madura, or you can check me out on the blog, She's Got Sense, and send me a message through the portal there.
Great. And I'll put those in the show notes for you out there so you can connect to her that way as well. Thank you again so much for coming on.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
All right, that wraps up our first Mom on the Go episode. Thank you so much for listening. Please check out the Investor Mama Facebook group. I really want to hear from you. I want to know what you think of the content so far. How can I improve it? How can I make it better? If there's any content that you're really interested in hearing about or a specific speaker you want me to bring on, definitely let me know your thoughts. In this Facebook group, I'd like to create a community for moms where you feel comfortable posting questions, sharing your own stories, your struggles, your fears, any limiting beliefs you might have, and where you can learn from other moms and their own money journeys. Also, if you are a mom on the go and want some more great content, go to investormama.com and sign up for my weekly email. You won't want to miss these. They're short, sweet, to the point, but engaging, and you'll actually want to read them. So go check that out. Well, this is Investor Mama. See you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Investor Mama podcast. If you like today's episode, please support us by clicking subscribe on the platform you are currently listening to, leaving a comment or awesome review. and spreading the wealth and sharing this podcast with friends and family or on social media. Don't forget to check out investormama.com to connect with our community and sign up for our email. Stay tuned for next week's episode.